Hello and welcome back to Intrinsic Mind. We're igniting the power in you. And we have recently been talking about the fear of failure. I am so excited that we are going to be inviting Erin Callery to speak with us today. And I just want to give you a little bit of information about Erin. Erin has been flying. She's a flying instructor from the Sunshine State, beautiful Queensland, and she teaches people how to overcome their own personal barriers to reach their full potential while also teaching them how to fly. So it's pretty exciting. Erin has been publicly documenting her journey through both fear of failure and the imposter syndrome, and that's why we're here to talk about this. She's got a lot of life experience and she has been navigating her way through these things. She feels through sharing her journey, it will bring comfort to others that are suffering in silence and push more people to live a life on their terms and not the terms of their fears that are in front of them. So I'm really excited to invite Erin. She has really stepped out of her comfort zone and she has pushed herself in so many ways. And I'm really excited to hear this story. I have been following her for a little while. So without further ado, hello, Erin.
Hello.
How does that feel when I read all of that back?
It feels like it's not my life.
Now,
it is, and it's a pretty cool life.
I know. I'm so excited to share this with you, and I'm sure that people are going to get a lot out of this. Now, I want to ask you, how did you get into what you're so passionate about? You do this for work, so, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Can you tell us how you got into this?
Yes. So I kind of just fell into this career path, and I feel like that's probably how all good career stories start, but I did fall into it. I never planned for this. So it started when I took an introductory flight. So it's kind of like a joy flight, and I just took it to see if there was any chance at all of me overcoming this complete phobia of flying that I developed. So I kind of held that phobia very tightly for about 29 years.
Oh my
gosh. And so I thought, you know what? I've missed out on enough. It's about time that I get over this fear. It was kind of like the last resort for me. I mean, it's pretty extreme having a phobia of flying and then thinking, I'll go in a tiny little aircraft and fly myself.
Oh my God, yeah. And the smaller the aircraft, the scarier, I think.
Well, actually, it's funny because I thought that it would be, but I've come to realize that most of my fear was lack of control. So in the tiny aircraft, when you're at the controls, it kind of feels like you're one with the plane.
Right. Okay.
So that's different. So from there, through kind of conquering my own initial fears, I was able to see kind of more clearly that there might actually be a place for me in aviation as a career. And it just kind of led me into that teaching role. And because I couldn't stop at one job, I now hold 3 jobs in aviation and I just love all of them. So that's kind of my story, how I fell into that career.
Oh my God. So when you say you hold 3 positions in aviation, what are the other things that you do?
So I quite like marketing, hence my Instagram, and I really like marketing and branding. So I also do marketing for an aviation business, and I work for another training organization. So that's a helicopter training, and I just work in a support job for the students. So I really love kind of student support.
You're very much a people person.
Yes, I think so.
And what is it that you love most about what you do?
I think there are probably 2 main things I love. One, I love being able to look out my window at our beautiful coastline and mountains, and I think to myself, this is what I call an office view. It's pretty special and I'll never get sick of it. So yeah, that's something a little bit different. That's something I absolutely love because it's not just the view for me, it's also I'm looking at, it's a constant reminder of how far I've come, and it's a life that I've created for myself beyond what I could have dreamed of. So every time I look out of that plane window, I think, wow, this is my life. And it's like a pinch me moment every single time I'm up there. I just get the goosebumps talking about it because I just love it.
So do I.
But I think also I love the teaching aspect. There's a reason that I'm in instructing, and there's something special about being able to kind of be like intimately involved in someone's progression. I think every learning experience for a student is different and is not just about the material that's being learned. It's like a full-on emotional journey. And I think I'm lucky as a teacher, we're all lucky as teachers, to be able to build that trust and that connection with a student. It's really bonding. And I think I certainly become quite invested in the success of my students. So I genuinely love the teaching aspect as well.
Oh my God, it sounds brilliant. It sounds...
It is.
I mean, like you say, to be able to just look at the world around you. I mean, how often are we all stuck indoors and hardly ever get a window these days? So you just look at everything around you. Oh, that sounds amazing.
I have a permanent window seat.
Yeah, you do. And tell me, where have you most experienced fear of failure, I guess, going through this in your life?
Definitely more recently coming into the world of aviation. So I've always put a lot of pressure on myself to be perfect all through my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, the time that I really started to suffer with it was coming into aviation, and I still experience a lot. But I think looking back now to just a few years ago when I started kind of coming into this industry, I begin to understand why. And I think that it's because the more passionate you are about something, the more pressure you put on yourself to be perfect.
Yeah.
And certainly the level of passion I have for the industry has really made this fear kind of stand out more. And on top of this, aviation is extremely competitive.
Yeah.
So it's male dominated, it's competitive. And so females coming into the industry often have to work so much harder to break through that industry bias and kind of prove ourselves fit for the role. So I think fear of failure and it goes hand in hand with imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
They both certainly reared their heads when I started studying for my instructor rating, because at the same time as that, I was also experiencing a lot of online bullying, which then fed the fear of being inadequate. So it was kind of like a big circle.
Oh, so how did you actually pull yourself through that?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So I think two ways, and it'd be kind of the same for everyone. There's an aspect of outside support. So that's been extremely valuable for me in my immediate support network, and I think everyone needs that. So for things like, especially with the bullying, I lent on those around me that I could trust, especially since with that, I went through like a bit of a legal process where I was kind of attempting to silence the bully. So it was difficult, and I needed a lot of that external support to pull me through. But also, there's only so far that will get you, I realized, without kind of retraining your own mind and habits and being able to regulate yourself internally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'm still in the process of going through that change where I'm learning that you can also, and this is so important, you can thrive amongst the negative feelings.
Oh my God, that is so important.
It's really important, because I think for a long time I placed my feelings and thoughts into kind of two camps. It was like there's the good and there's the bad. And so when I felt good, I could get things done. And when I felt bad, I'd stay home and I'd procrastinate. But I think, like, for me now, I'm kind of doing a deep dive into that realization that I can still keep it moving and progress while experiencing negative thoughts. So they can coexist and it doesn't have to stop me.
Yeah. I think it's also being patient with yourself too as you transition through all of this, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I know that you've just experienced or just stated some of the ups and downs. What would you say some of the big ups and downs have been through your journey? I mean, you had said that the imposter syndrome, the fear of failure have definitely been two of them, the bullying. Is there anything else there that you've experienced going through this journey?
They're probably my
biggest lows.
I did reach some extremely low points during those. I think it's kind of a daily thing for people that suffer as badly as I suffer with imposter syndrome and anxiety. And also, oddly enough, social anxiety. I've always had that. And so even just kind of getting out there to teach people and become the people person that I needed to be to fulfill the career that I wanted has been really, really challenging. So it's kind of like a daily thing. And my thoughts are kind of, they swing from there's no way I can do this to, oh, kind of, maybe I'm pretty good at what I do. And then 10 seconds later, nope, I'm crap. I was wrong. You know, I think we all kind of swing back and forth. It depends on the day.
Wow, you've achieved so much. So I guess some of the highlights, what are some of those massive highlights for you? I guess passing and being an instructor would definitely be one of those.
Yes, yeah. Instructor rating, definitely a highlight. I think looking back, my first solo flight was a highlight. It didn't feel like it at the time because I was absolutely terrified. But I think looking back from where I am now, I realize how monumental of an achievement that was for someone that held a complete phobia for so long to then get in an aircraft by themselves and fly it. I think, yeah, that was a pretty big high. But yeah, the instructor rating, because that was confirmation that I had my foot in the door in an industry that's difficult. And it was really like the biggest stepping stone for my confidence that I ever took.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Also, can you tell me, through these ups and downs and through navigating, because how long has this been for you? When did your journey start?
It was almost exactly 3 years ago.
So it's only actually been, it's still quite short, isn't it?
It's very short. It's still very fresh.
Yeah, but you've just achieved so much and you're doing so much. Like, I can't believe how much you're doing. Like, it sounds amazing.
Me either.
with all of this, what are some of your tools and tips, or what is something that you can give our listeners that are experiencing this where they feel like, I want to do this, but I'm just so scared? What would you say?
I can only speak from personal experience, but I would definitely recommend kind of doing exactly what I did and kind of jumping into it. I feel like sometimes jumping headfirst into something is really the best way to kind of rip the band-aid off, or at least I found. It depends, I think, how much you suffer with it, how far at the end of your rope you are with something.
Yeah.
As to what you do. But mostly, I think, make sure that you're an active participant in your own life and study yourself and get comfortable with doing things like changing your mind. I think I spent so much time on autopilot with my thoughts and feelings, and they were so controlled by what was going on around me that when I started to spend that 15, 20 minutes a day asking myself things like, what am I doing now to get out of my comfort zone? And or even something as simple as, why did I react in a certain way to something? Like, learn about yourself. I think it's a really important tool, especially if you're maybe at a crossroads or feeling a little bit unsettled, just to get really honest with where you sit and make sure that you're doing things that maybe make you feel a little bit nervous. Because I think that's where, especially for me, the growth comes from, that kind of zone where you're feeling the fear but you're doing it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes, and I think as you move forward, when you start to feel those flutters of nervousness and different things, you know that you are continuing to grow, because it's not like they ever go away, is it? It's kind of like they're always there, but you know that you're moving that next step further.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. And they don't, and I don't think that they really should ever go away. I think that would be a bad sign, because you're no longer getting out of your comfort zone and pushing yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think growth is one of the most important things. And I think also, because I think as we get older, time becomes so much shorter and you just want to do so much more. And the less time we give ourselves being trapped in those fears, the less time we get to actually explore them. And it's
exactly.
I think sometimes, once you do overcome one hurdle, and we always know the next one's going to come, but it's like, oh my God, what an achievement. This is so exciting now. So the fear becomes, I feel for myself, I don't know for you, but sometimes it becomes exciting fear.
Exactly. And I think I read something a while ago, which is probably very common knowledge, but that the same kind of what, like the reactions that happen in your body with nervousness are also happening when you feel excited. So it's the same thing. It's just how you, and I think it's like, you've got to embrace every part of the journey. You can't avoid the lows, but you can also never stay in the highs. It's that constant back and forth between that kind of keeps you hungry and learning and motivated. And I think you're really built in the lows, so you just have to kind of get in there and do what it takes and really push yourself.
Yeah. So definitely questioning the things that people ask themselves and diving a little bit deeper into what it is that they're feeling. Is a tip you would give other people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that.
The better you know yourself, the better you're going to do out there. We spend probably almost too much time studying other people and what's going on around us, and not enough time really learning about ourselves, because we are constantly changing, and we should be changing our minds because we're getting new information, and really changing.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, Erin, it has been wonderful. Now, like, people are going to want to probably check you out because you are very inspirational. Where can people find you? Do you have an Instagram page or a following on Facebook or anywhere like that? Where can people look you up?
Well, I am very bad at social media, so I can
for yourself
have kind of one thing at a time. So I have one Instagram, or else I would be spread far too thin. And it's my handle is @flyingwitherin, and it's kind of I live on my little Instagram page. I share a lot of my daily life through reels and pictures and kind of musings in general. So that's where you can find me.
Oh, that's awesome! And tell me, what do you feel is next for you?
Oh, I've got a lot in the pipeline, but the thing that I'm focusing on at the moment is getting my commercial license done. It's been a very long, tough slog, and I'm on number 7 of 7 exams at the moment.
So oh my God, so that's just the last one?
It's the last one, so I've saved the doozy to last, so I'm trying to get through that.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Oh wow.
So commercial license, yeah.
Big planes.
Probably still kind of small planes, but having my commercial license will mean that I can hold other jobs in the industry and earn money for them. So at the moment, I can really only just be an instructor, but my commercial license unlocks things like charter jobs and all sorts of things you can be paid for.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Oh, I am so happy to have been able to chat with you and share your story with everybody else. Thank you so much for coming on. So before we go, is there anything else coming up for you in the pipeline? I know that you've said a few different things. Anything else?
There is one very exciting thing that's coming up. So for the last year or so, I've been involved in an episode of a documentary called Touch the Sky. So Touch the Sky as a whole documentary is an 8-episode kind of like mini series type thing. And it follows 8 different females in their journeys through aviation. And so my episode basically followed me through my instructor rating from start to finish and touched on a lot of the bullying I experienced since I was experiencing that as I was going through that rating, which kind of makes the episode more interesting. So that's kind of a little teaser to that. But my episode's released on the 5th of May. It'll be on YouTube, so we can't wait for that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I guess if people are following you on Instagram, you will be putting a post up or a link or something so that people can view that when it's aired?
Yes. So on my Instagram itself, in my profile, I have a link tree. And if you click on the link tree, it'll take you to the website for Touch the Sky as well. So you can even read about the other girls, which is kind of nice.
That is wonderful. Oh, that's so exciting too. Congratulations. Oh my gosh. You've got lots going on and you are definitely an inspiration. Thank you so much for your time, Erin. We look forward to chatting with everybody next week with whoever we have on. So I'm going to finish up by saying have an amazing night, evening, day, and cheers.